The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Got Joel Corey here, and Joel, I guess when the opposition has a 24 hours in which they've had, there's probably not a lot you can do about it, but do you address it much when you hear all this sort of speculation around the opposition coach? Do you talk to your players and say, you might get this response, you might get that response, or you sort of can't do too much about it?
Yeah, well, it's out of our hands, really. We sort of just need to look at ourselves and try to play the best football we can. We've come into this game, actually, we're preparing quite well, so we're looking to actually bring that out onto the ground rather than really worry about what's happening on the other side.
On face value, the margin last week was sort of somewhat hefty, but you were 9 points down with about 10 minutes to go. It looked like a pretty competitive effort. Did you take sort of a lot of positives out of that game?
Yeah, there was a few positives. We kicked a relatively good score down there, but Geelong's ability to be able to score and score quickly wasn't a good sign for us. So we come out of that game positive in some points, but then we know that we've got a lot to work on.
Joel, Ian Cohen upstairs, Kent Kingsley's with me, and also we've got a bloke by the name of Darren Berry here as well. I wanted to talk to you about Bailey Smith, Rising Star nomination this week. He's got the haircut, as a lot of the youngsters do have these days, with a bit of attitude going on. Talk to us about Bailey Smith. Tell us about how he's emerged to be the player he was with, I think, 30, 32 touches last week to get the Rising Star nod.
Yeah, well, Bailey's extremely talented, high pick in the draft, and he's sort of finding his feet since the beginning of this year. So it was good to see him break out a little bit last game. He's got ability to actually influence the game in all different areas. So it's fantastic. He's just going to keep building as the more he plays and more he plays with his teammates.
Where does he go today? What does he do? There's a couple of hard bodies, obviously, in the middle for the Kangaroos. What will Bailey be doing today as a young man who's going to be on the rise and his name's going to be up on the whiteboard a bit more often than not?
Oh, very similar to last week. It doesn't matter necessarily what the other opposition have. They've got some big bodies in there, but if he wants to play that role across against all teams, he's going to have to deal with that. So we'll help him in certain areas, but he'll play and bring his strength out.
Joel, Darren Berry upstairs. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock, a very popular K-Rock audience, obviously tuning in for your magnificent career at the Cats. You were such a consistent player, Joel, when you played. Your best and your worst was a small margin. I'm not seeing that in your team at the moment that you're working at. I mean, there was obviously a pretty ordinary one against the Blues. Geelong's obviously a different kettle of fish at the minute. But the best and the worst seems to be a fair way apart. Is that a fair summation? What's the club doing about that?
Yeah, it probably is. We've had some down days this year, but we've also had some good ones.
Yep.
So I remember back in early my career that wasn't necessarily the case. I was individually and as a team at Geelong, we did have variation in how we performed each week. So if you look at this group and how much experience they have, their age, there's some of the things you just have to deal with. But we work hard every week to treat every game exactly the same and try to bring our best.
And I know there's no easy games in the AFL by any stretch. Anyone can beat anyone. That's probably what we're liking about it, Joel, at the moment. But for the Doggy fans listening, you're sitting 4 wins and 5 losses. For me as a commentator, Joel, I just feel today is one of those really important ones. You've just got to find a way today to make sure the points are in your dressing room at the end of the night to keep the Doggies fans' season's hopes alive.
Yeah, well, for the fans, definitely. Us personally, we see that as a little bit of a result, and that'll take care of itself if we do what we want to do on field each quarter. The scoreboard will look favourable in our way at the end of the game.
Smitty, Kent, good luck today. Tim English coming back into the side. Big job against Goldstein.
Yeah, it is. Goldstein's a crafty ruckman, been around for a long time, very good at his role. So Tim's missed a couple of weeks through injury. Hopefully he's fresh and then comes in with an attacking mindset. So Tim's really growing. I spoke about Bailey Smith this before, but Tim's also growing each game that he plays.
And Aaron Norton, just his continued improvement as a key forward, you know, his ability to take contested marks and give that option, he's come along in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, well, as you know, Kent, it's a very hard position to play. So he's done a lot of training as a fullback, a deep pillar back, but switching to a forward. He's had some really good games and some games where he's nearly got to work through what the opposition is throwing at him. So we'll look for him to actually create a contest and hopefully get some positive looks at it.
Yeah, and just speaking of the forwards there, the decision to leave Billy Gowers out of the side, even though he's been serviceable this year so far?
Yeah, well, Bill's been good at points and then he's had some down ones. So looking for a little bit of a circuit breaker with Bill. We know the talent that he has, his attributes. So he'll get a good run in the VFL and then hopefully stake his claim going forward.
Oh, Joel, Kent had a wry smile when you talked about how tough the position was to play.
Oh, come on.
We've got Kent Kingsley up in the box. Just to give us your coach's analysis of Kent Kingsley and the way that he would have played and how you bring in Kent Kingsley's game to Aaron Norton.
Great
defensive
skills.
Please don't great put defensive. That on Aaron Norton. He's much better mark than I was.
They played in a similar area of the ground.
Hey, speaking of which, though, the goal-kicking accuracy has been a bit of an issue. What's been done potentially this week or what is being done throughout the duration of the journey just to try and sharpen up? Because you've got some sharp shooters and then you've got some that are horribly off target.
I think it's a challenge for all teams, isn't it? The more the players have to run and how hard this game is for them to actually get their heart rate down and actually remember to go through their routine to actually kick the goals. It's an important part of the game. We saw the Cats kick so straight last week.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a continual work on. We do stuff during the week and physically as they get stronger and fitter and they can actually control what's happening internally, they'll be much better.
Last one, Joel, from us and we'll let you go, but we're going to commentate the game. What should we be looking for? The maybe one or two strategic things for the Doggies to beat North Melbourne today. What do you need to be taken care of from the Kangas side of things, do you think?
Well, they've got some good players in the midfield. We've got to look at see how much football they get. Obviously, if they get too much football, then blokes like Higgins and Pollack on the outside are going to, you know, they're probably going to end up getting a lot of football, which is makes it really hard for our defenders. So.
It certainly does, and you've just been keeping an eye on the Cats. They're chugging along at the moment up the top end of the ladder.
They're going very well. Matthew Scarlett's got that back line going extremely well, and Boris has sorted out the forward line, hasn't he?
Looked after his teammates, hasn't
he? Chat to the boys much?
Oh, yeah, we cross paths. Yeah, certainly. Nothing in depth about football, but we just talk about how our families are.
Very good. Well, you're travelling hopefully okay at the moment. Good luck again. We don't know what we're going to get out of North Melbourne. So just circling back to Darren's final question, which way is the senior coach taking it in terms of a team that we don't know what's going to unfold?
We worry about ourselves, mate, and then hopefully we get a really good performance.
Beautifully flat-batted away, just turned away beautifully by Joel. Thanks very much, Joel, downstairs. Good luck with Dogs.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Joel.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.